said this morning, I looked at up at the clock where it told me it was November 23rd, 1023 XLC, Wes and Leah. I'm like, oh, wow, I spent 10 days in quarantine and I don't think I looked at what the date was once. But then realizing that the month is already almost over, it's just crazy. Where did this month go? It's not over yet, though. Libation Trail Month going on still right now. We welcome John McGuire back to the show. John, you were in here a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes, I was. I have to come in for my regular tastings for you guys.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, not that I'm happy to have you on the phone with us this morning, but I miss you coming in because you bring treats, like you said, tastings, and right now I don't have any taste, so it's unfortunate. Can we still do a rain check, even though like Libation Trail Month will be over? Could you still?
We'll double up in December.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Libation Trail Month, though, going on right now, in case you missed it, this is something that Visit Lake County has been doing the entire month of November. How is everything going, John? I know that it's been kind of difficult with the new rules and regulations in place, but tell us a little bit about what we can still do.
It is changed a little bit, but we're still trying to drive support out to the breweries, wineries, and distilleries throughout Lake County. We have almost 30 of them. And for the month of December, or for month of November, we've been pushing people out to check in at them. We have a mobile platform where they can text in the word cheers to 224-706-1133, and that enters them into a contest. And by this way, we're trying to get people to circulate and try a new venue that they would not have tried before and circulate the county and support these businesses while they're under these restrictions. You can still drive up and buy a six-pack or a crowler and take it to go, or you can hang out on the patio. Some of them have gotten really cool, innovative patio setups now for the winter time. So we're just trying to encourage people that even though it's under other rules, you can still support local businesses and have a good time doing it.
Well, and not only that, but what a great way to, or not a great way, but get some early Christmas shopping done. I mean, I know I appreciate a 4-pack from a local brewery, so.
That's for sure. And everyone's switched to that mode now where you can pretty much get it and anybody's product. Some people even like, we had North Shore Distillery make you guys up some cocktail kits.
Yes, those were so cute.
You can buy those to go and
get the whole experience.
Yeah, stay at home. And actually, North Shore Distillery is doing an online comedy show and cocktail class.
Oh, how fun is that?
So that's something neat that people can try with your friends at home. Buy the package and turn them on video and have a night of it.
There you go. And you guys are doing that check-in challenge. What is the prize again?
Yeah, the prize is an overnight package at the Lincolnshire Marriott Resort with food and beverage at their Wright's Brew and Bistro. That's their on-site restaurant where you can get Wright's Honey Ale, Five Eyes Honey Ale, which is brewed by Tighthead Brewing in Mundelein. It's a collaboration between them. So we're trying to keep the business local, and Lincolnshire is a great hub in the county where you could go out and visit several partners right from there.
Very nice. Very nice. What else is going on around Lake County?
Well, obviously the holidays crept up on us really quick, like you said. So this coming weekend, a bunch of our restaurants are doing turkey dinners to go and getting really innovative with that, trying to get people to support their local businesses. Small Business Saturday is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That's nationally celebrated, and that includes all the retailers. And the goal is to get people to support the independent restaurants and retailers who don't have the big corporate names, but who's that neighbor on the corner who has a business that you can give them a little boost before the holidays. And then it's more than just, you know, buy something now, buy a gift card that's going to last later into next year so that they can have that revenue and you can get some deals there. The other thing, the message we're getting from the industries are that it's so much better if you buy directly from the store,
right,
or the restaurant, rather than using a third party service, because that keeps their more money in their pocket, mm-hmm, and the sales tax revenue goes to your town. So most of our communities are really looking lean this year on sales tax revenue. So anything you can do to keep that local, that's what we're encouraging.
Absolutely. Talking to John McGuire from Visit Lake County, which visitlakecounty.org, for anyone that does not know, a fantastic site. The way you guys have everything set up as far as different events, especially right now, things to do going on in Lake County. It's a great site that I know my family and I always utilize, especially right now because our hands are kind of tied on a lot of things. So what are some holiday events going on?
Well, there's a lot going on virtually. Obviously, you can go to our visitlakecounty.org page, and we've got a specific landing page called Lake County at Home, where you can find a lot of virtual events and things you can do. But we've also got the popular calendar of events that'll list things that are happening. Again, we're promotion oriented, so we try to talk about the positive things you can do.
Right.
And this month we've got the one family thing you can do is the Santa's Rockin' Lights at the Lake County Fairgrounds. It's a drive-through display with music and attraction there. There's a lot of virtual turkey trots and 5K runs. We're pushing people to the forest preserves, all safe, all fun, all local. And then most of the communities are doing Santa visits, drive-by tree lightings, and community light day display competitions. So there's plenty of things you can do and get out and around the county. Maybe not indoors. We have to get creative. But
yeah.
Our biggest goal is to keep all these businesses hopping now so that as soon as that little vaccine pops through, any day now, we'll be able to get out and have somewhere to go.
Absolutely, John. Well, thank you again so much for being on with us this morning. Hate that, you know, we had the halt you coming in for a little bit now.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
We'll double up, like you said, in December. Again, visitlakecounty.org for all the information for everything holiday your way and Libation Trail Month going on the rest of November. And we'll talk to you next month, John.
Thanks. We'll get forward to hearing about Six Flags Holiday in the Park lights, too.
Absolutely. We'll be talking to Caitlin Keppel from Six Flags Great America coming up next.
Wes and Leah.
If someone offers... A lot of people have been asking, and yes, it is still on 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. And we welcome Caitlin Keppel back to the show from Six Flags Great America. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me, Leah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going down. This is actually happening this year. So happy to still have that piece of normalcy, the Holiday in the Park lights at Six Flags Great America. You guys are opening up this Friday, correct?
That's right. We're so excited for the third season of Holiday in the Park Lights. A little different this year. We're opening as a lights experience, so guests are going to be delighted with over 2.5 million. We're pushing for 3 million. Everyone's out there in the park still decorating, still hanging that decor. My colleagues and I in marketing were putting garland up this past week, so we're still dazzling and we're still twinkling. We're hard at work getting everything ready for Friday.
And I heard that you actually got to meet the big guy.
I did get to meet the big guy. We were doing a little work this weekend, and Santa is in town with his elves. He is ready for socially distanced visits. We're so excited. Families are going to be able to come on out one at a time, meet with Santa, have a chat, take a selfie, take a photo. He will be wearing a mask. All of the families will be wearing a mask. So we are introducing some safety guidelines. So everyone will need to wear masks over the age of 2, all of our team members as well. And around the park, you'll notice that we're going to be enforcing social distancing. We'll have hand sanitization stations. Our clean teams will be out. There will be plenty of room for you to put space between yourselves and other groups. And we're also going to keep everything continuously twinkling and moving. And there's going to be shows constantly available to you. And we're just so excited to have everyone out safely to celebrate the season. season.
And, you know, you guys did some great things over the summertime to be able to open up Hurricane Harbor. And my family and I enjoyed it so much. And all the safety guidelines that you guys put in place. I know that you guys are doing the right thing this year. So I thank you. My family and I thank you.
We're so glad you were able to come out this summer. We are so excited to welcome our guests back. Safety is our number one priority, and the Six Flags family really wants to have all of your families out to celebrate the holidays and celebrate, you know, the new year that's coming too.
Absolutely. Holiday in the Park lights opening up this Friday, which is November 27th through December 30th. What are the hours over the weekend?
Hours are going to be 4 to 9. We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Single-day tickets are $19.99, which includes free parking. Members, season pass holders, and single-day ticket holders can go to sixflags.com/reserve to make their reservations and purchase tickets if they need to.
Excellent. Caitlin, looking so much forward to it, and I hope you guys hit the $3 million with the lights.
We certainly hope so. We're so excited to have everyone out to see all of the dazzle and the tinsel and everyone to celebrate the season.
And I'm sorry if you mentioned it already and I missed it. Do you make a reservation online?
You do, absolutely. So everyone needs to make a reservation, whether you're a member, a season pass holder, or just going to visit us for the day.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And we'll see you out at the park soon.